If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Time to check in with Block Club Chicago for some extremely local news. Here's Jen Sabella. Good morning, Jen. Give us some good news. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. And I know you've got some good animal information for us today.
Oh, yes, I do. And it's really nice to be able to share a nice story at this time. Yesterday, our reporter, Kelly Bauer, spoke to the city's animal care and control. And, you know, a lot of the time we hear all these stories about overcrowded animal shelters. For the first time ever, all of the adoptable pets at animal care and control had been adopted. This is just historic. Everyone there was stunned. They said that, yeah, people are just stepping up to adopt pets because they're at home anyway. So I guess, you know, you always think, when do I have time to train a puppy?
Now.
Right now.
Yep. And how.
So everyone is rushing to these rescues, and they're not the only ones. There are different rescues around town who are also having great success with placing their animals in either foster homes or permanent homes. And it's really great. They did want to stress that animals are still coming in every day. So they get these strays or abandoned animals every day. So anyone thinking about getting a pet should still definitely check in with a Paws or animal care and control. You know, you want to rescue first before going to a pet store or anything like that. Not that you can. So it's a really sweet story. They have a bunch of photos of empty cages, and everyone who works there seems just
that's great. That's great. Animal stories, and a good one. And this is a nice heart warmer too. What's going on in Bucktown with this? Is it a grocery store, Jen?
It is. So Local Foods is a grocery store that's focused on, they source from a lot of farmers in the Midwest. And a lot of like local growers. So in Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, they decided instead of having this store open, and trying to, you know, adhere to social distancing, they are letting people order online, and they have their whole staff in there, everyone who's healthy. And they are bagging up groceries for people. So you can go on, there's a, like called Mercato, and it's Mercato, and you can place your order for groceries. They have also just like pre-selected meal kits, so if you wanted to make Italian beef that night or tacos, they will have it all bagged up ready to go for you, and you can just pull up and they'll drop the bag of groceries in your car. It's pretty handy. They are just trying to figure out their place in this wild new world. They said they're filling about 150 to 180 orders daily, and hope that this will help them survive this pandemic.
Yeah, let's hope they can stay in business. And we've been talking this week about those West Loop sing-alongs, and we talked about Andersonville yesterday, and you've got a story about Lakeview. What are those folks doing?
This one, we got an email from a neighbor named Grace Yarrow, and she lives in a building, one of these high-rise buildings on Aldine Avenue, and it's kind of like forms a courtyard. It's several high-rises, and all of their fire escapes kind of look out onto each other, so it forms a little bit of a courtyard there, and someone about a week ago just started banging pots and pans every night at 8 p.m., and then someone started playing a trumpet out their window at 8 p.m. So it caught on, and everyone in these buildings, or a lot of the people in these buildings, at 8 p.m. every night on the nose, they open up their windows or they climb out on their fire escapes, and they hoot and they holler and scream and bang on pots and pans or whistle, and they've been dubbed the Noise Brigade. And it's been something, I mean, it's definitely less musical than some of the other things happening around town, but they said it ends now with that trumpet. So as soon as the trumpet comes in, after about 3 minutes of chaos, they know it's time to wrap it up, and that's when everyone just starts giving a shout out to each other. We hope you're doing okay. Have a good night. And a neighbor, Grace, who emailed us, said it's just really heartwarming, and it's people that she's never spoken to before. Like, she may have shared an elevator with them, but these neighbors were strangers, and now she feels more connected to them through this crisis.
Love it. Bring us more good, positive, extremely local news tomorrow, will you, Jen?
We're on it.
All right. Jen Sabella, Black Club Chicago. Thanks, Jen. Have a great one.
Thanks, Bob. You too.